Hey, this is Matthew West.
We're Casting Crowns.
Hi, this is Mac Powell from Third Day.
And now,
from coast to coast,
across the country,
and around the world.
Hey, we're Mercy Me.
This is Chris Tomlin.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeremy Camp.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
This is Natalie Grant.
Your favorite Christian songs by your favorite Christian artists.
From number 20 to number 1.
Plus, a look at the latest music news.
This is the Weekend Top 20,
Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. I hope you're having a great weekend. 2 Timothy tells us that God has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. On this weekend show, Phil Wickham is here. He'll stop by to talk about having vocal surgery. Ouch. Big Daddy Weave shares a hidden talent with us. Riley Clemens shares the story behind her brand new song. And We Are Messengers opens up about family time activities. As always, we'll give away some great prizes, like a chance for you to win We Are Messengers' new EP called Honest. It features their songs Maybe It's Okay and The Devil Is a Liar. Rachel James is here. She'll have the latest in Christian music news. And we'll hear future hits from David Dunn and another brand new song from Riley Clemens. We're glad you're listening. Let's get the show kicked off this weekend with Toby Mac. This is called Scars Come With Livin'.
Number 20.
Had you on my mind, I had a little time. I know we kinda overdue. Turning back the pages to our younger days, yeah, I could still imagine you. Got no sequel. We all broken people. The only road to found is lost. Oversimplifying, ain't no shame in trying. Passion never counts the cost. Now you won't take my phone calls. You won't text me back at all. I just wanna see you. I can't stand to see you gone. Yesterday I missed you. Yesterday I played your song. I'm oversimplifying. I'm oversimplifying. Life cuts so deep. Try and remember you. Some battle scars. It doesn't matter who you are. This world gonna leave some battle scars. You're not alone. We've all been there. Scars come with living. You're not alone. You're not alone. So lift your head. Doesn't matter who you are, this world gonna leave some battle scars.
It's number 20 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Scars Come With Living. That's Toby Mac. And if you'd like being the first to hear brand new songs and then tell somebody what you think about it, join our hit music crew this weekend. Please go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com. We'll start sending new songs to listen to before anybody else gets to hear them. Again, go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click the hit music crew banner. Well, a few years ago, Phil Wickham had a polyp on his vocal cords and needed surgery. And as we were talking, the question came up about whether he questioned God or his faith when he realized that he might not be able to sing again. And this is what Phil said.
I definitely had questions like, why is this happening? But not like, why with my fist up in the air? Why, God? You know, more like, why, God? I know you work through things like this, and I know you do special things even in the harder times. But like I said, I remember praying a literal prayer saying, I don't see you or hear you in this. And I really want to, because if I don't, then I'm just going to be depressed and afraid. And so that was my prayer. It's like, can I see something of you in this, something working in this? And he was working a lot of stuff in my heart just to reconnect myself with him and to be in a place I need to trust him and just say, God, you are God, and I'm going to trust you. You're the maker of the stars, and you say you're on my side, so I'm just going to do my best to day by day choose to trust.
Phil was able to maintain his faith, and he even prayed for God to show him something and reveal himself through that serious situation. We're glad his voice is okay now, aren't we? And this is his new song. It's called Till I Found You.
Number 19.
I searched the earth for something that could satisfy, a piece for the hurt I had buried deep inside. Knees on the floor, I finally found everything I needed. You lifted my soul and opened up my eyes. I'm chasing after what won't last. I'm done with building these castles that crumble like sand. Oh, knees on the floor, I finally found it. Everything I need.
Till I find you, till I find you, till I find you.
Phil Wickham at number 19 this week. It's Till I Found You from the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. All right, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Curb Word Records have a chance now for you to win a copy of We Are Messenger's new EP called Honest. It features their songs Maybe It's Okay and The Devil Is a Liar. How do you win? Well, you log on to our website, WeekendTop20Countdown.com, and click the contest link for your chance to win that We Are Messenger's EP from your friends here at The Countdown. And stay tuned, we'll announce this week's winner a little bit later in the show. Now we're back to The Countdown. Bethel Music is up next, featuring Jonathan David Helser and Melissa Helser. Here they are with Raise a Hallelujah.
Number 18.
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief.
Raise a Hallelujah. It's number 18 for Bethel Music and the Helsers here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. On last week's countdown, Pat Barrett had the number 3 song. It was called Build My Life.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation, and I will put my trust in you.
Messengers sang the number two tune, Maybe It's Okay.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
And for the fourth week at the top of the chart, it was for King and Country with God Only Knows. Last week's number one song again on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
God only knows.
Country, God Only Knows, will they make it five in a row? Well, we'll find out together here on the countdown. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got your top 17 songs and a future hit from David Dunn we're going to play for you. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20. Countdown.
This here is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hi, I'm Kurt Wallace. Thank you for hanging out with us this weekend. We'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. You'll find us at 20 Weekend. It's another way that we can stay in touch with you and connect with you throughout the week. So follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. Now, we're back to the countdown with Ryan Stevenson, his latest called With Lifted Hands.
Number 17.
This world has to offer, the here and gone that leaves you wanting more but can't satisfy. Father, forgive me for taking so long to see that you're all I need. With every
Ryan Stevenson with Lifted Hands, number 17 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
Time now to take a look at a song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the countdown, a song you'll be hearing in the future. This week, it's a brand new song from David Dunn. His song is called Spend a Life, and it's our choice for this week's future hit on the countdown.
Everybody's got a balance, but no one knows how much. There's no way to run the numbers, no way to count it up. And we're pouring out our fortunes in the moments, both the big and the small. Yeah, we gotta spend it all. All I have is what you gave. Watching seconds turn to days. I was made for more than just to watch it fly. A few more turns around the sun. Could be hundreds, could be one. Show me how to spend the treasure of my time. Show me how to spend a life. I have never seen a tombstone say I didn't work enough, nah. Nobody ever heard a father say I held my kids too much. God, I wanna run after what really matters, so remind me when I fall how a good man spends it all. All I have is what you gave. Watching seconds turn to days. I was made for more than just to watch it fly. A few more turns around the sun. Could be hundreds, could be one. Show me how to spend the treasure of my time. Show me how to spend a life. Don't let me waste it. Don't let me lose it. Don't let me steal it for myself. No, no. I know it's precious. I know it's priceless. I know my time is flying by. Show me how to spend a life. Mm-hmm. Show me how to spend a life, yeah. Cause all I have is what you gave. Watching seconds turn to days. I was made for more than just to watch it fly. A few more turns around the sun. Could be hundreds, could be one. Show me how to spend the treasure of my time.
Your future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is called Spend a Life. That's David Dunn. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of David's brand new song, log on to our website. It's WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Tell us what you think there. All right, we're back to the countdown. Jamie Kimmett is up next. Here she is with Prize Worth Fighting For.
Number 16.
Lately, been down so low. My faith seems to come and go. Some days, Father, I don't know. How did my love grow cold? But you helped me see again. This world is not the end. Jesus, my sweetest friend. You're worth the suffering. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward. When every day is just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. The battle rages on, but your promise keeps me strong. I know I'll win this race with your unfailing grace. Your love is my reward, your love is my reward. When every day's just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Your love is my reward, the price worth fighting for. Jesus, you're worth my all. Your love is my reward, your love is my reward. When every day's just another struggle, every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Every day is just another struggle, every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta pray. Press on to the prize worth fighting for.
Prize worth fighting for. Jamie Kimmett at number 16 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, stay with us here on the countdown. We got 15 more songs to play for you. And Rachel James has the latest in Christian music news when we return to the countdown. So stay with us.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mac, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, six whirlpools, three pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
The Weekend Top 20
Countdown.
Countdown.
Thank you for joining us here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. In Colossians chapter 3, Paul says, "If you've been raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on what is above, not on what is on the earth." Hey, if you ever miss listening to the countdown here on this great radio station, don't worry. We got podcasts of past shows. Those are posted online for you now at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, we're back to the countdown. Switch is up next. Here they are with Symphony.
Number 15.
Sometimes it's hard to breathe. All these thoughts are shouting at me. Try to bring me to my knees. And it's overwhelming. Darkness echoes all around. Feels like everything is crashing down. Still I know where my hope is found. And it's only you and ooh. You say you're working everything for my good and ooh, I believe every word. Cause even in the madness, there's peace. Drowning out the voices all around me. Through all of this chaos, you are writing a symphony. A symphony.
let me drown. I know that my hope is found in the name of Jesus. Ooh, you say you're working everything for my good, and ooh, I believe every word. 'Cause even in the madness, there is peace, drowning out the voices all around.
Truly know if you compose beautiful music, though. From all my unruly notes, distance is distant, it's moving close. Now I see, erase the scales from my eyes, then play the scale of my life. Chaos played off with a chord and a chord with a source preventing through strife. And I've tasted suffering, I've been embraced by the painful buffering. I've been bound by doubt so loud right now, but a melody is made when you play these rusty keys. So we all gotta get pressed, tuned up like instruments. But I know all of life's deeper with set whenever we remember this.
In the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around me. Through all of this chaos, you are writing a symphony, and even in the madness, there's peace, drowning out the voices all around.
Great song, Symphony, from Switch, featuring Dylan Chase. It's number 15 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, if you're on Facebook, we would love to connect with you there. We're on there every week. And if you want to, you know, connect with us, we'll connect with you there at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown. Or you'll find the Facebook link on our website, which is weekendtop20countdown.com. And speaking of that Facebook page, here's a note from somebody who posted this past week. Donna Engelhart from Alger, Ohio, sent us a note in response to our poll question. Which of these May album releases from legendary CCM artist has got you the most excited? And here's what Donna said. While Stephen Curtis Chapman has always been a favorite of mine, on this one, I'm going to say the Newsboys United. After seeing them perform at Winter Jam twice this year, I'm excited to hear the rest of the album. Thank you for that post, Donna. That is going to be a great album, and we appreciate you reaching out to us. We're glad you're one of our friends on Facebook. And if you'd like to be our friend just like Donna from Ohio and more than 12,000 other listeners, just go to facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the Facebook link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, we're back to the countdown now. And it's Chris Tomlin's latest, Is He Worthy?
Number 14.
Shadows deepen, but do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? Is all created the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone who conquered the grave?
Is pretty. Chris Tomlin, Is He Worthy? Number 14 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
Big news for Toby Mac. His single, I Just Need You, recently scored gold certification. The track is housed on Toby's latest chart-topping album, The Elements, and it's his fastest song to be certified gold. I've been fortunate to have been a part of a lot of great songs, shares Toby Mac. For I Just Need You to be setting new benchmarks is crazy. And that's not all. Fall of 2019 will mark the return of the Toby Mac The Theater Tour. Known for selling out arenas, last year marked the inaugural year for the Trek, which offers fans an unprecedented, intimate music experience. The unique offering will visit a dozen markets in November with special guest Cochran and Company. For more information, visit TobyMac.com. I'm Rachel James with Music News.
Thanks, Rachel. More music news can be found on our website, WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Okay, we're back to the countdown, and we're going back to church. It's Church Take Me Back, Cochran and Company on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Number 13.
There was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Trying to walk on my own, but I'm wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners. It's a shelter for the sinners. And it's right where I belong. Take me back. That feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. I wanna go to church. Obligation. like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church.
Our number 13 song is called Church, Take Me Back. That's Cochran and Company on the countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Coming up, we've got the 12 biggest songs for you. And Big Daddy Weave shares a hidden interest with us. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. The songs you love the most. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. It's the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. My name's Kurt Wallace. Thank you for listening. And if you want to call us on our toll-free comment line and tell us a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-295-SHOW. Here's the number again, 888-295-SHOW. Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave has been performing music for as long as he can remember. But when we talked with him, we asked him if there was a job that he'd secretly like to have.
Secretly? I think I want to be a Walmart greeter. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, because see, here's the deal. The rest of everybody, they want to reach this epitome of whatever their career is or whatever. But really, I think that because of my desire to hang out and stuff like that, I think that probably would be one of the coolest jobs ever. And, you know, I don't know, if I'm not really embarrassed about that, but it's like, you want to keep up this persona, like, you've got it going on, you know what I'm saying? You're a musician and you're in front of people all the time. Obviously, this must be what he really wants to do. But really what I want to do, I think, is probably be a Walmart greeter. Yeah, I'm kind of starting the revolution. I want to, you know, pose the idea that the younger people can do this too, and even not even so much the younger people as much as just me. Because I want to be in on it, and that's what I'm telling you, man. And it's really important that today that, you know, I'm coming out of the closet with this. I'm coming out of the dark. I think it would be pretty awesome to be a Walmart greeter for my profession, actually.
He would be a great Walmart greeter. Mike Weaver from Big Daddy Weave. Let's wait for a while, though, Mike. I mean, you guys are doing great. This is Big Daddy Weave. Their latest is called Alive.
Number 12.
I was dead in my transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood. But God, far from being perfect, there are days that I regret. On this battlefield I struggle with the lies that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you kept record of my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy, came to save me. Now I'm alive.
someday you may see him in a Walmart greeting you. Mike Weaver and Big Daddy Weave, that's Alive, number 12 on the weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, don't forget, each week we conduct that informal poll on our website. And when we asked you last time, which of these May album releases from legendary CCM artist has got you the most excited? 12% of you are excited to hear Kirk Franklin's Long Live Love. 22% said Stephen Curtis Chapman's A Great Adventure. Live solo performances of timeless hits is what you're excited about. And a big 66% of you are psyched about the Newsboys United. Now on this week's poll, we want to know this. What's your favorite outdoor activity? Is it camping and fishing, gardening, hiking and walking, sports, or swimming? Let us know what you like to do outdoors at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, let's get back to the countdown. You ready for the Newsboys? Here they are with Greatness of Our God.
Number 11.
From the dawn of creation, this world has been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural.
But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah. Let the whole world see the greatness of our God. In awesome wonder, he reigns forever. We know the greatness of our
At number 11 on the weekend Top 20 Countdown, it's the Newsboys, Greatness of Our God. I'm Kurt Wallace. Thanks for listening to The Countdown this week. Coming up, we got your top 10 favorite songs on our way to the number one song in the country. And Rachel James is back with Christian music news, too, when we return to the second half of The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown.
The Weeknd's Top 20 Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps 2, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
Has hope become a stranger in your life? Do you feel trapped? Are you caught in a whirlpool of life and responsibilities that you can't escape? Maybe hope is gone because someone robbed you of your childhood or your youth. Or maybe it's a dream that you know will never come true. We can wish differently, but life will never be painless. But you're saying, where can I find a place where there is peace? Peace is found only in Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Jesus is triumphant over every pain, every failure, every heartbreak, and every hope for this life. Jesus tells us, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you would like to speak with someone right now about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 888-NEED-HIM or go to www.chataboutjesus.com.
The Weeknd Top 20. Weeknd Top 20. Countdown.
Thank you for including The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown as a part of your wonderful weekend. I'm Kurt Wallace. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of his hands." Each week, The Weeknd Top 20 Countdown is heard on some great radio stations all over North America, like 88.7 The Cross in West Monroe, Louisiana. That's where the Duck Dynasty people live. And Jeremiah Beck, too, my buddy. And in Champaign, Illinois, on WBGL 91.7 FM. We're glad you stations are a part of The Weeknd Top 20 family. Thank you for being a part. Now it's time to kick off the top 10. And at number 10 this weekend, it's Casting Crowns and Only Jesus.
Number 10.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
I don't care.
I don't wanna leave a legacy. I don't care if they remember me. Only Jesus.
The former number one song for Casting Crowns is at number 10 this week. Only Jesus, here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Not really into coffee. I will drink coffee now and then, just when the mood hits me, right? I'm more of a like a pop kind of soda guy. That's how I get my caffeine. Not sure if you saw this or not, but a San Francisco cafe is brewing up what it calls the world's most expensive cup of coffee. $75 for a cup of coffee. The 803 coffee refers to the record-breaking $803 per pound for this coffee. Come on, would you pay $75 for a cup of coffee? There may be some people out there, you know, you're really coffee aficionados and say, yeah, man, if that coffee is that good, I'll try it for $75 a cup. See, now, if you pull through your fast food restaurant and you get one of those large Diet Cokes for a dollar, you could have 75 of those for the cost of one cup of that coffee in San Francisco. Here's the thing. I mean, if you try the $75 cup of coffee and you don't like it, it would kind of leave a bitter taste in your mouth. It would kind of leave a bitter taste in my mouth. I know that. I'm going to go on Facebook. I'm going to see how many of you would pay $75 for a cup of coffee. I'd like to know what you think there at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown. We'll have the link to it on our website, which is weekendtop20countdown.com. $75 for a cup of coffee. Crazy. Let's get back to the countdown. It's not costing you a thing. Lauren Daigle is up next with Look Up Child.
Number 9.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child.
It's number 9 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Lauren Daigle, Look Up Child.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
After months of teasing, Skillet recently announced details about the next chapter of their musical career. On August 2nd, Skillet will release their 10th studio album, Victorious. Victorious perfectly describes how the record makes me feel, affirms lead singer John Cooper. You wake up, face your own demons every day, and never give in. There's an introspective side to it. We might have commented on the world explicitly on our previous albums. This one is about looking inward. Perhaps it's because I've gotten a little older and I've accepted struggle as part of the journey. When I listen to these songs, I want to fight for my life. I want to fight for who I am, and I want to fight for what I believe in. Skillet's first single, Anchor, will also feature a lyric video and be offered as an instant grat track on June 14th. I'm Rachel James with Music News.
Thanks, Rachel. More music news can be found at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, we're back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with Josh Baldwin. Here's Stand In Your Love.
Number 8.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal the joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken. No, I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
In Your Love. That's Josh Baldwin at number 8 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. We got 7 songs to go. We'll play those for you here in just a little bit. And Riley Clemens will share the story behind her brand new song, which is being featured here on the countdown. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Top 20 Countdown.
the songs you love the most. Love the most. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
You're listening to the best Christian songs in the country right here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. My name's Kurt Wallace. Thank you for joining us this weekend. And if you're on Twitter, we'd love for you to join us there at 20 Weekend. It's a fun way to stay connected there on Twitter. Follow us there at 20 Weekend. Now back to the countdown with Danny Gokey. Here he is with Haven't Seen It Yet.
Number 7.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things that he has done before. And remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope. Hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are. Only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it yet.
At number 7, it's Danny Gokey. Haven't Seen It Yet on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
Now, let's take a look at another song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. This week, it's a brand new song from Riley Clemens. And when we sat down to talk with Riley, she told us about the song, Fighting For Me.
Sitting in the room to write this song, I remember, we were all thinking about what it is exactly that
you know, unites people and makes us the same. And it really comes back to this desire for love, for somebody that will fight for you in your weakest, worst moments. And I think that's the most beautiful thing about our God, is even in the moments when we have no idea how to fight for ourselves, we have no idea how to make it through the storm, you know, you've got a God who's going to find you in your darkest moments and love you like nobody else can love you. There's so much beauty in that. There's so much power in that. So I really hope that this song finds you where you're at and encourages you and reminds you of how worthy and beautiful you are and how God is always going to fight for you.
Riley Clemens there. You want to hear that song, Fighting For Me? Let's play it now. Our future hit on the weekend, Top 20 Countdown. There it is, Riley Clemens, Fighting For Me, our future hit on the weekend Top 20 Countdown. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of Riley's brand new song, log on to our website this weekend. We'd love to hear at weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, let's get back to the countdown. You ready? I Am They is up next with Scars.
Number 6.
Waking up to a new sunrise,
looking back from the other side. I can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm without them I wouldn't know your heart, and with my life I'll tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful, I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars, so forever I am thankful for the scars.
Scars from I Am They. It's number 6 here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Coming up, we've got the 5 biggest songs in the country. Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers is here, too. He'll share a glimpse of family time in their household. That and more coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mac, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, 6 whirlpools, 3 pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I hope you're having a great weekend. I'm Kurt Wallace. James 1:19 reminds us, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only." And if you ever miss hearing the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on your favorite radio station, you can always catch up. We got podcasts of those past shows online for you to check out anytime at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. All right, time to kick off the top five. You ready? Mercy Me's got the number five song this weekend. It's Best News Ever.
Number five.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. Couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's the best news ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Yeah. Some say he's giving slow. So try hard, then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true, explain to me what the cross is for.
It's not just good news, it's the best news ever. Mercy Me at number five this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Oh, hey, look, our toll-free comment line's open at 888-295-SHOW. If you want to call now and tell us a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life, we would love to hear that story, and someday we may share it right here on the radio. Here's the number, 888-295-SHOW. Call that number, tell us your story, 888-295-SHOW. All right, back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with Elevation Worship. It's Resurrecting.
Number four.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love now shines for all.
The fear that held us now gives way to Him who is our peace. His final breath upon the cross is now alive in me. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. The
It's number four on your list of favorites, Elevation Worship, Resurrecting on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and our friends at Curb Word Records have a chance for you to win a copy of We Are Messengers' new EP called Honest. It features their songs Maybe It's Okay and The Devil Is a Liar. Just log on to WeekendTop20Countdown.com, click that contest link there, and you'll have a chance at winning We Are Messengers' brand new EP. And who knows, if you do that, next week you might be a lucky winner on our show, just like Kathy Andrews from Milford, Delaware, listening to the show on 88.7 The Bridge. Way to go, Kathy! We'll send you a copy of We Are Messengers' new EP called Honest. That features that song, Maybe It's Okay, and their brand new one, The Devil Is a Liar, too, from the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Well, speaking of We Are Messengers, this past week we had a chance to speak with them, and we asked lead singer Darren Mulligan about the things that he likes to do with his family. And this is what Darren said.
I love ping pong. I love racquetball. I love sports in general. I've started coaching my son's under 8 football team, which is like trying to herd goats. I love sitting with my guitar. But I do that on my own when no one's around. And I'll just sit and I'll just pluck strings and I'll sing to God terrible, terrible songs, whatever's coming out of my mouth. I said to my wife yesterday, I said that when I turn 40, I want us to go on a holiday where it's just me and her, nobody else, no kids, no nothing, where we can just be on our own. Because in this season, I have to share her with all these little children. and it's my great privilege to do that. But I really want her. So if we go for coffee on our own or a little breakfast, we might go to Panera. I get the same sandwich every day. But that's our little date on a Wednesday morning. It usually is when the kids are at school. I'm learning to love the simple things more than the big things. You know, we used to go hiking and Machu Picchu in Peru, and we'd go to the Arctic, and we'd go to Australia. We'd go to all these places years ago when we were young. And now, you know, just sitting maybe on the porch with her when the rain's coming down, that thing's so exciting to me. It really makes me feel alive.
coaching his kid's sports team, maybe having a sandwich with his wife at Panera. It's Darren Mulligan there from We Are Messengers. And his band has the number 3 song this weekend. It's We Are Messengers. Maybe It's Okay.
Number 3.
I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken. Then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? If I didn't know what it cuts like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know the joy of coming home. Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. 'Cause the one who holds the world is holding on to me. Maybe it's alright if I'm not alright. 'Cause the one who holds the stars is holding my whole life. If I didn't know what it looked like to be dirty, then I wouldn't know what it feels like to be clean. And if all of my shame had drove me to hide in the shadows, then I wouldn't know the beauty of being free. Maybe it's okay. As in heaven.
We Are Messengers and Maybe It's Okay. Number 3 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, stay with us here on the countdown. The number 1 song in the country is just around the corner. And we head back to our Facebook page, too. We'll find out what some listeners thought of last week's poll. That's all coming up next here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20.
The Weekend Top 20.
Countdown.
Your favorite songs
by your favorite artists.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. This is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with 2 songs to go. And at number 2, Pat Barrett steps up with Build My Life.
Number 2.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath
breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside.
Build My Life. It's Pat Barrett at number two on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And before we hear the number one song in the country, let's turn back to that Facebook page. We got another message here from a listener this week named Sean Pettit. He sent us a note in response to our poll question. Which of these May album releases from legendary CCM artists have you the most excited? And this is what Sean said. Stephen Curtis Chapman, A Great Adventure, live solo performances of timeless hits. He says, I think I read this will be like an Unplugged or Storytellers album. It's exactly right, Sean. And that is going to be a great album. Thank you for being a friend of ours on Facebook, and we appreciate you taking the time to post on our page. And if you'd like to be our friend just like Sean, all you have to do is go to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown Facebook page and join our community. You'll find us at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown, or look for the link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, we're back to the countdown with the number one song in the country now for 5 weeks in a row. It's brothers Joel and Luke Smallbone for King and Country with God Only Knows.
Number one.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe it. And every day you
try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. Told them they would leave, but somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. Understood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over. The kind of love that God only knows.
For King and Country, God Only Knows. Number one now for 5 weeks in a row here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And there you have it. It's the 20 songs at the top of your list of favorites. The Weekend Top 20 chart is compiled by tabulating music playlists from adult contemporary Christian radio stations across the country. Let me take a moment to thank our special guest who joined us on this weekend show, Phil Wickham, Big Daddy Weave, Riley Clemens, and Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. Don't forget, you can always find great giveaways and links to the most current Christian music news on our website, WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Don't forget to sign up to be a fan of ours on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown, it's produced by Jason Burrows. Our executive producers are Ken Farley and Brandon Rabar. The show is written by Wes Shadler, and Rachel James is always here with the latest in Christian music news. Next week, we'll do it all again, and I hope you'll join us as we count down the top 20 Christian songs in America. Until then, from the beautiful Hoosier State of Indiana, where we're getting ready for some racing in about a week or so, that Indy 500, man, it's going to be good this year. I'm Kurt Wallace, encouraging you to make a difference in someone's life this week. Enjoy the nice weather, too, and God bless you.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps 2, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
Stressed out? Life's cares and worries mixed with an overloaded schedule can often lead to chaos, frustration, anxiety. Would you like to experience peace in your life? The Bible talks quite often about peace. Peace with God, peace with your fellow man, and peace within your heart. True peace begins with a relationship with God. The Bible says we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus' death on the cross bridged the gap between holy God and sinful man. The ultimate peace comes from knowing that we're completely loved by God and our sins are forgiven through faith in Christ. Perhaps you'd like to meet the author of peace. If you'd like to speak to someone about Jesus, the Prince of Peace, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM. Or chat with us at chataboutjesus.com.
I was confused when my dad left.
Reputation was everything for
me. I sunk to the lowest gutter I could ever think of.
I didn't know how to have a normal relationship with food.
I didn't need help from anybody.
I had Jack.
Verbal abuse.
Objects of ridicule.
Crystal meth.
She caught me.
I fail.
Father?
Everybody's chasing something.
Truth. Hope.
Freedom.
Peace. Love.
It's exactly what I've been searching for.
Find what you've been searching for at IamSecond.com.